they've got a great place in Lakeside Lodge. And LakesideLodgeClemson.com, if you're looking for that great short-term, come-into-town, great place to stay, do that at Lakeside Lodge. If you're looking to buy your next condominium, you're going to love Lakeside Lodge and their program there. And always invite you to the restaurant. And it's kind of the epicenter of the weekends in Clemson at times. And the tailgating that you can do out there and getting ready on a game day weekend, a lot of excitement. Lakeside Lodge will be absolutely hopping here in just a few short days. Goodbye, see my friends at Lakeside Lodge, LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Speaking of friends, Alan, my friend Alan in Greenville's checking in with us. And Alan, good morning. Am I right to say that are you about to catch a bird here? Is that tomorrow you guys are leaving?
Yes, sir, we are. I just want to make sure you didn't have any last minute advice how to sleep well, how to be prepared for 9 rounds in 7 days and survive it.
All right, here's the advice. By the way, for those who don't know, Alan's heading to Scotland and playing Royal Dornoch. Man, you're going to love that. North Berwick and a bunch of other really great golf courses. Try to sleep on the plane. I think you guys are direct out of Charlotte. Try to sleep on a plane, and that's going to be tough. But overnight, that'll help you. You guys are doing something I think is difficult. You're playing the day that you land. That's going to be hard. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you up front. Like, that's – your body's not going to be used to all that. I would take at least two pair of golf shoes because, yeah, you got to do that. And more than anything, like you'll be on such a high at these golf courses and how great they are. Play the ball down, man. Keep it out of the wind. The wind's a factor. The weather's a factor. You're going to love it, though, man. I can't wait to hear when you get back. And these great. I didn't play Dornoch, man. Dornoch's going to be incredible for you.
Are all those courses, do they have the stacked bunkers like you see in England?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
I've seen a lot of pictures of where we're going, but I didn't look at that.
Yeah. Those sod-walled pot bunkers, it's a hit or miss in there. Their sand, I think, is it maybe even better than our sand here. Fairly easy to get out of. But the hard part is the sod-walled. And so what you're going to have there oftentimes is – you might have to get on one knee, you might come out sideways because you won't be able to advance, especially fairway bunkers. It's a lot of luck involved on how close to those sod wall faces you can get, but, you know, it's a half a shot penalty if it's in the fairway because you just have to pitch out.
Yeah, if you ever get to play Secession, that's what their bunkers are.
Yeah.
And being in the golf course maintenance business, I'm really interested to see the conditioning there, of course, as compared to here. I think they're way better now than they used to be 20, 30 years ago. But
yes.
I'm not going for the conditioning, just going for the scenery, the history, and just the enjoyment, trying to put the USA behind for about a week.
What you'll see oftentimes there is like the fescue grass you'll see in the fairway will be the grass you'll see in the greens. So you'll putt it from 30 yards off the green. But the green speeds, one because of maybe maintenance standpoint, but the other – because of the weather and how hard the wind blows, you'll see green speeds. You won't see anything above a 10 there. Like, the greens will be so much slower. They'll roll good, but it'll just be a slower, having to get the ball in the hole might be an issue for a day or two. Play that ball down, man. Bump and run that thing around the greens. Putt that thing around the greens. Keep that ball flight down, approaching it. You'll hit more 150-yard 6-irons than you've ever hit in your life, or 100-yard 8-irons than you've ever hit in your life there. But that's the way you got to play.
Right.
Take the spin off.
Yeah,
keep it out of the
wind. Renaissance, where they – sorry, I didn't
mean
to interrupt you.
No.
We're going to play Renaissance, where they just had the Scottish Open, Berwick twice, which is good. And then some course that Tom Doak hadn't even opened yet, we're kind of getting to do a little preview round. So looking forward to that, and I'll give you a recap when we return.
You're going to love the town of North Berwick, it's a beautiful old, and that's where the Renaissance is and where North Berwick is. And I told you, you're going to be one of the greatest signs I've ever seen. I mentioned this guys I played down here yesterday. I played Yeamans Hall yesterday, by the way. What a golf course. But one of the greatest signs I've ever seen in all of golf is when you pull up to North Berwick, they'll let you out, and there's a sign there that says, your greens fees today. It's a private golf course for those who don't know. But he said, but your green fees today will allow you a temporary membership to North Berwick, and you'll be treated by our members as one of their own. And man, you're going to be welcomed. It's unbelievable. So great experience there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I just sent you a text. We got a picture of the house we're staying at, looking out over the water. Just an old town.
Oh, yeah. And so beautiful.
Looking forward to it, man.
All right. Call me when you get back. I can't wait to hear about it. And y'all have the trip of a lifetime. I hope it goes well.
All right. I'll let y'all get back to football.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. What I would give to be on that flight to go and to go over to Royal Dornick and North Berwick, man, what a trip those guys had planned. And I'll just tell anybody, listen, if you're gone, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you have to go. And Lynx golf is better than the golf we play here in America. You play it on the ground and you bump it up through it and all the pot bunkers and the lay of the land. It's just Lynx golf is absolutely just phenomenal. All right, telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We were talking Big Ten. Sam, I love it when segment two turns into segment three and segment four, what we're doing here. But as far as the Big Ten is concerned, I ask both of you guys, what's the unranked team that you like having a chance to be ranked? And I like the answers you had there. Of the ranked teams, of the teams that are getting an awful lot of attention, and by that, again, I mean with Penn State being number two, Ohio State being three, Oregon being seven, Illinois being 12, Michigan 14, Indiana 20. I guess it may be in two different tiers. Let's do the top three and then the next three. Who do you fancy with Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State?
I think it's Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon in that order. However, I'm not going to rule out Ohio State being just dominant again this year. I mean, they've lost a comical amount of talent to the NFL, and yet it doesn't really matter because they return a comical amount of talent. You could make the very legitimate argument that the top two players in the entire country both play for Ohio State. That helps. You could make a very easy argument that Julian Sain is stepping into one of the better situations you can step into for a young quarterback in the country. And it's pretty hard to argue that they haven't brought in some more talent in the portal. And obviously what they always do recruiting-wise, that they're going to be able to backfill this roster the way they need to be just as good as usual. However, I would lean Penn State pretty easily here as a top team going in, just because of the ridiculous amount of returning talent that they have. The only question mark I have with either of these teams is, well, the biggest question mark, it's less of a question for Penn State, but a pretty big one for me with Ohio State is, you have new defensive coordinators for both. Penn State brings in Jim Knowles, so you know you've got a championship-level DC there, and they're always going to have the talent athletically to win on that side of the ball. But Ohio State hired Matt Patricia to replace him. And until I see a Matt Patricia college football defense in action, I am going to refuse to buy into that. That is my biggest question. I'm more concerned about that than I am with Julian Sain at quarterback.
Landon, top 10 teams, there's three of them in the Big Ten. Who you buying?
Man, I feel like Ohio State and Oregon are too quarterback-oriented for me. Like, as far as success goes, like, there's a lot of question marks for me. I'm not big on Sain. I feel like I have to see him. Same with Dante Moore. Like, I know the hype is there. I know the talent is there. It's just I want to see it in action. And they could come out and dominate. And I hope they do. It makes college football more exciting. So that's why I'm going to go Penn State. But it's also really hard to choose Penn State because James Franklin has a hard time winning those close games, right? But I think the fact that Drew Aller lost the way he did last year, I think that he's going to come out as like a man possessed this year and just go off for crazy numbers. And the running back duo is maybe one of the best we have ever seen in college football. The 1-2 punch, especially in recent years, is why I really, really think Penn State is going to be really good. But obviously we know their defense is always going to be good, at least stifling, and it's hard to win when you have to travel up to Happy Valley. So I think Penn State will have kind of the control. I think they win the Big Ten this year. But other than that, I really think Michigan, if Bryce Underwood plays well, could have better seasons than both Ohio State and Oregon, in my opinion.
I
was kind of looking at the roster. I really like it. If Underwood can play well, kind of looking at Saban and Underwood, I think Underwood is the better of the two. I think Michigan can be back in the competition.
I didn't realize you hate Saiyan.
He's got to prove it to me, and I get
but,
it.
Ty Simpson. You hate saying you love Ty Simpson.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something about it. I
will tell you this.
I don't know.
Julian Saiyan will have a much, much better year than Ty Simpson.
And you might be right.
Much better
year. And you might be right. It's just me personally, I want DeBoer to succeed more than Ryan Day. So that is why I want Ty Simpson to be better.
I get that. Sam, he kind of got into it a little bit there with us in that next tier. You know, Illinois coming in with highest expectations in the preseason. We've seen it sometime. They're ranked 12th, and Michigan's ranked 14th. And Indiana, off that unbelievable year last year. We talk about quarterbacks and head coaches and what that looked like. Landon likes Michigan, and he likes Underwood. True freshman. Boy, there's a lot of ability there. There's a very high ceiling there. I just think you're going to see some freshman mistakes early. That schedule's difficult. Sam, who are you buying among those next three ranked teams to maybe climb in the top 10?
I think you'll see Illinois pretty quick. If Illinois can handle Duke, we talked about them yesterday. A lot hinges on if they're able to take Duke down on the road early in the season. My hype level for them flies through the roof if they can win that game. I know Duke isn't proven in any way. I know Duke isn't a gauntlet of a game, but on the road against a team that a lot of people like this year, that is a very good game for Illinois to kind of prove it in. I would have them above Michigan. Honestly, I think I'd have Indiana above Michigan too right now. Indiana very well might have the best quarterback in the conference, period. I think Fernando Mendoza might be better than Drew Aller. So you have Mendoza in an offense where he's going to put up a billion yards. Guys are going to be open. And Indiana, I think, defensively was a lot better than people seem to remember last year. Part of that because they played a pretty easy schedule, but they did play well. They have to retool a lot on this roster. And given what they showed me last year in Kurt Cignetti's first year, against what we saw from Sherrone Moore and that Michigan team, I give them the benefit of the doubt early on. But I can see a world where Michigan, led by a really good D-line and defensive unit, is able to muck games up. And if you get anything out of Bryce Underwood or Mikey Keene this year compared to what you got out of quarterback last year, which was nothing, you will see a jump here. I don't think it's this year for them. I think it's Bryce Underwood comes in, whether that's week one or week four, and shows you something that gets you excited for next year. And a lot of this talent that they have on the roster will be back next year. A ton of juniors and sophomores here on the offense. You can build towards next season while improving on your offensive output, which was very little, especially in the pass game last year for Michigan. So I would go Illinois, Indiana, Michigan in that order there.
All right. I know if it's too early to judge Dan Lanning, it's way too early to judge Sherrone Moore.
Way too early.
But Texas blew them out at home last year, a double-digit loss at Washington, a two-touchdown loss at Illinois.
Couldn't throw the football.
A three-touchdown loss to Oregon. They did beat Ohio State. I get it, but you know, losing to Indiana. Like, they lost some teams they don't normally lose to, and several of those weren't close. And you're right. I mean, that was a bad football team. Looked better against Alabama in the bowl game. Too early to tell. But at 8-5, you know, and he won't be in the hot seat this year. But you better win this year, because next year you can start off in the hot seat at Michigan.
I think very easily there is a chance for one of the teams in the next tier, that USC, Washington tier, and Nebraska, are better than Michigan this year. Very, very.
I can agree with
very,
that.
Very, very good chance, even maybe one or two are better than them.
We keep waiting on Southern Cal, like, everything to not go wrong. Right. And eventually, because there's these factors you say in college football, like, well, if you lost all these close games one year, then maybe you don't. Or if you turn it over so many times that those things kind of even out. What do you call it? Regression to – what do you call it, Sam, in baseball?
Regression to the mean, or positive regression.
Yeah.
All of the
above. Right. That somewhere in there you get that. I keep waiting on Southern Cal to have regression to the mean. Like, to find a way where – I mean, Southern Cal lost football games last year, in which, in the fourth quarter, everything had to go wrong in order for them to lose, and everything went wrong, and they lost. And so at some point in time in there, that's got to even out, I think. I feel a little bit there. So, and I don't know why I'm still – look, if you want to talk about coaches and what they've done, besides Ryan Day, Lincoln Riley has done more than any coach in the Big Ten. Not in the Big Ten yet in year one, and not at his current school at Southern Cal, but in his career – Name another coach outside of Ryan Day that's done more than Lincoln Riley.
I mean, the only other one that I can – I mean, you can go down the list and you could find James Franklin has been to the playoff now, but he didn't do it when it was four.
Right. Well, Lincoln Riley's been several times to, mm-hmm. to a 14 playoff, not a 12-team playoff.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a coach who did it a couple times, couldn't win when he got there. But
right.
part of that was because he continuously put up terrible defenses and defenses that couldn't keep up with the offense and couldn't keep pace.
Look, in the playoff games that he went to, he ran into Joe Burrow. He ran into Georgia, who won the national championship that year.
Very well could have and should have probably won that Georgia
game. Yeah, but the point of that is that you know why he lost in the playoffs? Because the other team was better than his team.
Sure.
You know, and look, you got to win some games in which you're not, you know, not as good as the other team. But Lincoln Riley, we can blame him all we want. The fact of the matter is that Lincoln Riley lost because Oklahoma wasn't as good as those teams that beat him in those playoff games. Anyway, let's continue that thought. I have some Clemson thoughts. I have some South Carolina football thoughts. Let's do it when we come back. I've got a bunch of text messages to get to as well. Two open phone lines, segment 654 Roar, Adams and Co. Roofing text line. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specials want to do your garage floor. One thing I have in common with Carolina Flooring Specials right now, I'm in Charleston and they're in Charleston. So they'll do Daniel Island, they'll do Kiowa Island, they'll do Isle of Palms, they'll where you live, they'll do Mount Pleasant stuff. You did your garage floor. If you're listening in Charleston right now, they can do an awesome job. They've got a great organization down here, really based in the upstate. And so upstate businesses and upstate families, you want that garage floor to look amazing. Let them do that for you. Tim Worley, it's a no-obligation phone call. 404-8158, 404-8158. Call Tim. You're going to love dealing with Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's carolinaflooringspecialists.com. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Clemson, South Carolina, and some text message thoughts when you come back after this.
Looking for your dream home? Empire Homes, family owned for over 30 years, invites you to Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. Choose from one or two story homes starting in the low 400s with 2 to 5 bedrooms and up to 3,400 square feet. Personalize every detail in our design studio and enjoy the plan pool and walking trail amenities. Right now, save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com because your house should feel like home.
It's bow time. Introducing Bojangles' new Breakfast Burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
America is in a health crisis. And by America, not just strangers across the country, it's personal. You, me, friends, and family. A health crisis that's being overweight and so many issues would resolve themselves if only we could get our weight under control. And the answer isn't shots like Ozempic or those over-the-counter drugs. It's learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does for you. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team teach their patients how to drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. With PhD, clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and proven science. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, plus others, and PhD shows you how to flip the switch. If you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed the pounds. Call 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at MahindraofAnderson.com.
Attention, it's time for the morning announcements. Make sure your parents are aware of the Ingalls Tools for Schools program and ask them to link their Ingalls Advantage card to our school. Remember, you have to do it each year. Now please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back, my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Want to do your taxes? They want to do, if you have any back tax issue, friends, take care of that first and foremost. If you get an extension for your taxes, they'll do those for you. If you need to amend taxes, let them take a look at your taxes. Like some of you out there paid more taxes this year and might not be satisfied with your tax returns. Well, they can amend taxes for you. They can find maybe where they make it save you a little money. On top of that, doing your planning for the future taxes. I love that aspect of what they do. And all your tracking, your bookkeeping, your payroll stuff, they'll do for you. They'll get your nose out of those books, and they'll maximize that. They do a terrific job of understanding and understanding everybody's different and how that works. It's the Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289, PATTX.com. All right, I want to run this by and I'll ask Paul Strelo about this. And I know Paul has a great grasp on this. But in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and Sam, have you ever heard anybody on a sports talk show talk about the Wall Street Journal?
It's rare.
So, okay. And don't get me wrong, I don't normally read the Wall Street Journal every day. But there was in their sports section of the Wall Street Journal, there was an article out. Have you guys seen the article? About Clemson?
I might know what you're referencing here. I might.
All right.
I haven't read it yet, though.
Lane Higgins and Robert O'Connell wrote an article, and it is entitled, "College Football Left Clemson Behind, So Clemson Revolutionized College Football."
Yeah, I saw some people tweeting about this one.
The subtitle is, "The Tigers' insistence on avoiding the transfer threatened to keep them out of the championship chase. Now it's the secret to their success." I would say this. All that is good, and all that can work out. Remember, Georgia's going to have maybe two transfer portal starters this year. You know, Clemson's going to have one, maybe. So it's not like, you know, Georgia's doing it. Georgia's developing too. So it's not like it's a completely different philosophy there. Antonio Williams is quoted and said some teams are having 20 and 30 transfers, and his question is how hard that is. But I would say that is still to be determined. Pre-transfer portal, Clemson was on top of the college football world. They were the epicenter of college football and won two national championships over a great playoff run. But I say before we can say that Clemson's revolutionized it, you know, everything's a copycat deal. But I don't know if anybody wants to truly just copycat what Dabo has done by just going to the college football playoffs and getting beat by Texas. I think that if he can win this year, win at a very high level this year, make a deep playoff run, win a championship this year, then I think you could say that. Because I think we're evaluating the pre-transfer portal Dabo as an elite coach. If he could win another one in the post deal and have that kind of stability, you could do that. Now, on the idea of where the article is right about, I was listening to Rick Neuheisel talk about it, and he obviously got a lot of friends in coaching. He said, I'm telling you, friends, all of my buddies in coaching, every one of them are telling me they have no idea what they have. That at every position, all the transfers, all of the unknowns, he goes, it's so hard. They've never seen this before. Like going into a season, all these friends and coaches, he says, have no idea what they have. And yet there's a model out there and they might do it differently. But would you guys agree with me that, like, he still has to win this year to say that is the right way or one of the right ways to go about it, and that could be revolutionizing it, but this year is awfully important to that statement?
Well, when we talk about revolutionizing, what is revolution? I mean, player retention is the key to why this team is so good. Not that they haven't used the transfer portal. That's not the reason they're good. And they are using the transfer portal now. So that was kind of an admission from Dabo that, listen, I'm not going to be able to avoid this forever. And if I use it in moderation, maybe that's the key, is using it in moderation. If they have a great year this year and Will Helton, Tristan Smith, and Jeremiah Alexander make an impact, using it in moderation is the key. But the key to this team is retaining that talent and building that long-standing culture and maintaining it. That's what the difference between this program and some other ones is. I wouldn't say it's necessarily revolutionizing not using the portal or anything, because like you said, they didn't use the portal the last few years when everybody else was, and they didn't win anything.
Right.
So not to say that they were fully unsuccessful, and there were reasons among many that the portal was just one of many reasons why they weren't winning anything. They didn't have a quarterback for four seasons, right? So you can look at that, but at the same time, I think the key for Clemson, and will remain the key, is building the team up through retention and making sure players buy into the culture as original recruits, as high school recruits, and then stick around through that. It's less of using the portal, it's more of keeping your own guys out of it.
It seems obvious to me, is it as obvious to you guys, that when you recruit strictly in a transactional world and you lead with NIL and you lead with rev share, that retention is a bigger issue for
you. Much harder.
And so I think that moving forward, maybe the revolutionized part of it is that you can recruit culture and you can recruit on a different level or a different way of what you're selling first. And then that makes retention easier. Because if you're only chasing money, then that's not going to stop. And if you're only going to the highest bidder, that's never going to, because somebody's going to outbid you no matter what.
And for what it's worth, I mean, the retention is all excellent, and the fact that we have this team where it is right now is excellent, and the focus is rightfully on how good this team should be this season. We have no idea what their philosophy going into an offseason like next season is going to look like,
yeah,
right? Where there are a million questions going forward to that. I'm not going to look ahead to that, really, because we got an presumably great season coming ahead here, but I think you're going to see a very different philosophy next offseason, somewhat out of necessity. So while I agree with the general argument that like retention and keeping guys out of the portal is a great thing that Clemson does better than just about anybody, if not anybody, period, in the country, they're going to use the portal. I mean, that is going to be something that they're going to do here probably a lot more, I think, going forward. So Landon, yes and no on that article.
Landon, one thing that you're currently in college and around a lot of young people, one thing that they've almost like recruited to that, like saying that our retention is high and the fact is that the guys like it here and guys don't leave here. You know, they've had very few guys, comparatively speaking, leave this program. Can you sell that? Like, and you've been around Dabo a lot, obviously, growing up and playing for him and all that, but like, can you see, like, that's a selling point. Is that, man, we don't have, if you want to sign with somebody else and go to play at three different schools or four different schools in 4 years, knock yourself out. If you like a home and stability, like, I think they can recruit to that.
I 100% think you can, and I think that's 100% why, you know, a lot of times in the commitment videos, you see a lot of guys, you know, talk about that point. You know, when all the Clemson recruits come in, they always have one thing to say, and it's always it felt like a family here, right? And I know when all the recruits come in, the first thing Dabo does is he has dinner with all of them at his house. You know, he brings them all in, him and Kathleen, whether they make the dinner, whether they buy the dinner, probably a little bit of both. They make sure everyone feels involved and make sure everyone feels welcomed into this setting because, you know, we're all 17, 18-year-olds starting a new journey in your life, and you're going to have these expectations put on you that you wouldn't really expect, and to be able to kind of come in and feel like you have your brothers and even, you know, some father figures and the coaches, I think that is exactly what these players are looking for. Not only that, you got to impress the mamas, right? The mamas, the grandmamas, the dads of these players, and that is one thing that I definitely will allow, you know, kind of the parents to also kind of be like, look, you want to be protected, you want to be loved, there's no better place than what Coach Sweeney is putting out there. And there's other places that do it too, right? But there are also the ones that make it clear that money is going to be what runs the show. Texas Tech has announced that it is going to be money. They are going to just pay guys more. And, hey, if that's what you're in for, then that's what you're in for. But you also got to know on the other side of it, if they realize that they can get somebody better for a cheaper price or even a better price, they will more than gladly throw you to the side and move on to that next person. And, you know, Dabo, whether it hurts him or not, he's always been one to kind of have seniority over certain things. And I think that's another reason why a lot of people stay and a lot of people wait their turn, because it usually works out for them in the end. Look at KJ Henry. It took him a little bit, but when he got his time to shine, he was able to get to the NFL. He's now a Super Bowl champion. So it takes some time, and some people want to work for it, and you see the benefits of it. Ben Boer is another one. And so I think that is one thing you can most certainly sell, and that is what Clemson has sold for a long time.
So the article used the phrase Clemson revolutionized college football. In case you join us, there's a Wall Street Journal article yesterday that says Clemson, or college football left Clemson behind, so Clemson revolutionized college football. Here's a revolutionary thought. How about the fact that if you stay at a school, then instead of transferring every year, like, you greatly enhance your chance to graduate and get a degree? I know that's like so far down the priority list when you're talking about getting your bag and getting your touches and getting all that. But how about the fact that, man, it is just a proven numbers deal that if you stay at one school for 4 years, there's a much better chance of you graduating than if you're going to four different schools in 4 years. That's a revolutionary thought that no one talks about. All right, Landon, you mentioned Texas Tech. I was talking to a source in college football last night who has a thought about what Texas Tech is doing, and it eased my concern. I'll tell you about it after a short break. Hey, my great friends at Trail are building your home. They're building your commercial building as well. This is an unbelievable company that's having a big impact in the upstate of South Carolina. And I will just tell you this. At Trail, that culture that we keep talking about at Clemson, well, part of that is because Will Huss and Neil Workman and paying attention, smart leaders doing this kind of stuff. And then that's built where they've just attracted, because the people know about Trail and that culture and know these leaders, but that attracted, much like Clemson talked about, like that attracted all these employees. And look, there's no finer example of it than Trail and what they believe in, and they believe in these great employees, and the employees believe in the bosses. There's so much synergy going on there. That will lead to a happier employee. That will lead to a happier, better building experience. It's going to be done on time, on budget, and they will exceed your expectations. There's so few times in life where your expectations are exceeded, but what will the guys say? That if we don't exceed your expectations, then we have failed. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. That's TREHEL.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. A thought on Texas Tech's game plan when you come back right after this.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Mail, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One-Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One-Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One-Tom Plumber.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Get ready for an exciting Thursday edition of Out of Bounds. Love for you to join us at noon. Look, we are 1 week out from our college football kickoff show where we're supposed to have everything buttoned up, and yet some of these quarterback races are just a mess. We'll talk about it. Plus, we will move on to the Power Four, Big 12 win total plays. Brian Edwards is going to give us some Vegas winners as well. Plus, the latest with the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. All sorts of college football nuggets, including Clemson and elsewhere. You know where to find us, right here on The Roar.
Beat the heat with unbeatable takes. This is The Roar, where every day is game day.
Big news at Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. Lululemon sale. You get up to 40% off select styles and colors. The Lululemon sale is going on. You're going to love that. The big news is those Nike Pegasus are in right now, the 41s, and getting ready for college football season. 50 years of doing it right. College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, loving our friends at Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. Right now, I want to check the countdown clock. 15 days, 17 hours, 13 minutes, or sorry, 12 minutes and 58 seconds to Clemson and LSU in Death Valley. Check out that clock. Check out their great website, all the hats and shirts and everything you're looking for, including the big Lululemon sale going on right now. Check it out online, Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. I have the Texas Tech NIL thought here in a second. Let me get Ron up next, 654 Roar. Ron, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, Mick. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Glad to hear it.
I got out of the car yesterday. Roger, I was doing Wing Game Wednesday for South Carolina. I just had a quick question. What'd y'all come up with? I can't see better than 9-3. You figure it's going to be between 8-4, 7-5. What you got?
All right. I had 8-4. Sam, I think you had 9-3. I think Landon might have had like 10-2. Did I get close, guys, on what y'all had?
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. So we had between 8-4 and 10-2. But the thing about South Carolina and the schedule is, like, there's so many toss-up games. So I could see 7-5, and I could see 10-2.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking. It was like the three teams ranked above them, I think, are more or less, you hate to say given losses, but, I mean, they're just not as good as. And then, you know, you don't know what you're going to get with Ole Miss and A&M. And I think Tennessee's a wash. I don't think Tennessee's got much. That's why I was wondering what y'all kind of thought.
Well, I mean, look, if you think about it, with Lenore Sellers, like, and the way they were playing last year, and if you have any sort of development, and I feel for sure that Mike Shula is going to do a good job of developing it, but you look at it, and I don't know if anybody in the schedule they can't beat. You said like given losses. I don't find three given losses on that schedule. I think they could beat almost anybody on that schedule right now. Now, not everybody, obviously, but I think he got a puncher's chance with the North Sellers. I think he's going to have an unbelievable year, and, man, he's extremely difficult to stop. I don't think 10-2 is out of the realm possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you know, I think the North Sellers, I haven't seen anything that convinced me the rest of the team. You know, I mean, the receivers, I'm not sure about. The running back room, you don't know, and then they lost so much on defense. That's where my question kind of revolved around.
Yeah, I would tell you this, too. One of the things – I was going to talk about South Carolina a little bit in this hour, next hour. I think the biggest concern among South Carolina fans is replacing what they had to replace on defense. But two things. One is, you know, Clayton White and his experience, they almost have an identity on defense a little bit now. And the other part of it is the transfer portal has been good to them. I think there's pieces there. I don't think they're going to be as good defensively as they were last year. But I don't think you're going to see, like, this huge drop-off where all of a sudden they're giving up 35 a game or anything. I think you're going to see a not as good as last year, but not as bad as some people were projecting on the defensive side.
No, that's kind of what I thought. That's what I was saying. That's why I figured, you know, 8-4 was probably about spot on. So.
Well, and the other thing, too – yeah, man, thank you, Ron. I appreciate the phone call. Have a great day. The other thing, too, is, like, I just don't know – what Missouri has, you know, and that's the first true road game of the year. I think the game costs me 3-0. That's pretty easy to see. But, like, what does Missouri have? I think they're going to beat Kentucky for sure. But can South Carolina go into LSU and beat Gus Nussmeier and that bunch? I don't know. I don't know what Oklahoma's going to have. Like last year in the preseason, no one had South Carolina going to Oklahoma and destroying Oklahoma. Now that game's at home. So can Oklahoma rebound with this with Ott and with Mateer, and all of a sudden everything's fixed now? I don't know that. On the other side of it, I think Simmons is going to be a really good player at Ole Miss. So going down to Ole Miss. And then the other part of it, like with Texas A&M, I'm not buying all the A&M. Just watching their quarterback situation right now, I need to see it first. I like the lines of scrimmage. But, guys, I get you to comment on it. On the win game yesterday, we talked about it. There's a lot of toss-ups in there. And what we don't know about South Carolina, we really don't know about Missouri, about Oklahoma, you know, about Ole Miss, about A&M. Like, there's teams in there that have potential and have a lot of answers. But, man, they got a lot of question marks, too. I'll get you guys' thoughts on that.
I think they land somewhere around where they were last year, which is a team that's hovering in the top 25 here for the majority of the year around, and then, you know, can take a jump forward towards that playoff bid if they win one of those games that you mentioned that you don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to start the season 5-0. That sets them up for a top 10 game, most likely, at least on their side, against LSU. I think that's a loss, like we said yesterday, but I'm not high on Alabama. That's a game I think they're going to win on the schedule. I'm not really that high on Ole Miss. I'm high on Simmons, but I'm not super high on Ole Miss this year. They win those two like I think they're going to. That sets up those games, and then they lose to Clemson. They've got two losses. They got to win both those games against Oklahoma A&M. I think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're going to win both of those games, though, and then that leaves it up to the committee on a three-loss South Carolina team. However you get there, I don't care. But I think they lose three games. I think we did a pretty good job kind of covering all bases with them. I don't think there's a real bottom out here necessarily because they have such a high floor because they have a really, really good quarterback. It's hard to fail when you've got at least a good quarterback that should help contribute to a good running game. And that gives you a pretty good floor to build from. However, there are questions here that make it hard for me to see that 10-win ceiling. But if you squint hard enough, I think you kind of cover all three of the bases that we did yesterday.
Yeah, totally agree with that. All right. I have good news. I like being the presenter of good news. So I was talking to some contacts yesterday, talking to a guy last night involved in athletics, and a guy who's been around for many, many years at all kinds of levels. And my question was about, like, where are we headed in college athletics? And the example I brought up was Texas Tech. And now this person was very encouraged by the house money and what NIL is going to look like and the Deloitte Clearinghouse and the College Sports Commission. And my point was, yeah, but if we're going to do people circumventing all that, I mean, Texas Tech, who cares about the 20.5? Like, Texas Tech's going to circumvent it, going to pay 40. To which the conversation I had with a couple different people was, how do you know that, man? And I said, well, they've already offered the guy 1.6 or whatever, a high school guy who finished his sophomore season, and he's committed to him, the number one player in the country, the class of 2027. And he made a great point. One of the guys made a great point. And it was, man, wait a minute, that money doesn't come in until he gets to Texas Tech. And that money will have to go in front of the clearinghouse stuff. And that he said, I will tell you right now, that kid won't get that money. He won't get all of that money that he's being promised by Texas Tech. And to the point where another gentleman checked in and said, you know what, he won't even sign with Texas Tech when it's all said and done. So the point there was, and I know people don't believe it when I tell you this, and I'm not sure I believe it either, but there are people in college athletics and in professional athletics that feel like that this thing is going to work. And so the headlines on the short-sighted part of all this, the headlines are that, oh, Texas Tech's going to give this kid $3 or $4 million over 3 years. He's the number one player in the country. He's going to Texas Tech. But in reality, there's a lot of people doubting that ever happens, that it won't be cleared by the clearinghouse, and he won't see that money. And Texas Tech, you heard what their general manager said, we're going to go poach players. Like, that's it. But that's a short-term deal. And then once you get the reputation of saying, man, what they're promising you, you're not getting, well, then you're really in trouble. So the schools that aren't promising that are going to be the ones that win in the long term, in the long game. So I'll ask you, I'll begin with you, Sam, like, do you have confidence? That's within the realm of possibility, right? Like, this thing might not be approved. It probably won't be approved at that level. And therefore, I feel like that if this thing works out like I think it can, if the clearinghouse works like it's supposed to work, then we're starting to see, or can see in the next couple of years, a much more, what everybody's been clamoring for, a much more level playing field through it all.
Yeah, it's a matter of when that happens. I mean, we're far away. I mean, we got to get to that point where we see what the clearinghouse decision is there. If it does clear and it goes through, then Texas Tech is free to do whatever they want, pretty much, right, with the amount of money that they have there. But we don't know until we see. If what you are saying is to be believed here, it would be nice to see some sort of regulation, at least on those top tier teams, money-wise, booster-wise, third-party-wise. But until we see it, and until we see that rejection come of that money and of the number one recruit in the country getting that money, it's impossible for me to say anything other than, all right, right now he's a Texas Tech recruit. He has all this money coming in, and if he doesn't, we address it then. And hopefully that sets some sort of precedent where we get a little bit more calm at the top of the financial table there with the Texas teams especially.
I don't blame fans for being skeptical that it's going to work. I mean, because you saw it with Bryce Underwood, but that's last year. You know, this thing is just getting into place now. Like, we're just a few months. Was it July 1st? Like, we're not even 2 months into, or right at 2 months into, this clearinghouse stuff. And so I think we need to give it time to see if it works or not. But I don't blame, like, QCT's going to text me right now. I hadn't read it yet. He's going to text me now, and he's going to go, man, you're crazy that we were promised this, but it's just not going to work. I don't blame people for being skeptical that it's going to work, because there are people that want to circumvent it, and there are people that, there are fans and there are boosters that want to circumvent this. But I would say that we're 8 weeks into it now, or whatever it is, 7 weeks into it now. Let's give it some time. And I would tell you this, there's a lot of people inside college athletics that have faith in this and want it to work and think that they will have teeth and will have enforcement. And so we'll see. That's the secret sauce, is you got to be able to enforce it. But man, we'll see. And it's going to be an awful lot of fun keeping up with that for sure. All right. I enjoyed that hour, guys. Again, I'm in Charleston today and coming back. Can't wait to get back to see my wife and kids. Can't wait to get back to the studio with Landon's last day tomorrow. Landon, man, is it like we've got 4 hours left with you? That's it? Are you going to come back, by the way, on holidays? You going to stick your foot in the door every once in a while?
Hey, I'm going to try to. I'm trying to work my way back. We'll see if we can find me a spot to move in over here. But we'll see. You know, you never know. Hey,
here's the deal. I'm talking about, like, for Christmas break.
Yeah.
Come in and do a little show with us?
I want to. I want to come back. We'll see.
Come on, man. Come on. We'd love to have you. You know, I know you got girlfriends and family and all, but don't forget about us whenever you're coming back in town, for
I
sure.
I could never.
So tomorrow's the last day. We're looking forward to that for sure. When we come back, Paul Strela is going to join us. Paul was at 3 Clemson practices, and I trust his trained eye. I want to know about Adam Randall. I want to know about some of those concerns I had. I want to know about punter. So there's some answers out there. If you have a question for Paul, get on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, and I'll try to get it. I can't get them all in there, but I'll try to get as many as we can as we get caught up with Clemson. A scrimmage today, as a matter of fact, the last scrimmage this afternoon. We'll ask Paul about that and so much more when you come back with Mickey and Sam and Landon, hour 3 after this.